Okay, let's talk about the season. I feel like your time at Nottingham Forest was a bit interesting. So the season starts. Maybe for the first few games, they give you some time. Then at a point, it's like, Taiwo is now their sub striker. When you kind of are not being selected as a starter, is that something that pains you? Is that something that motivates you? How do you feel about not being the first choice striker?
I think, to be honest, everyone wants to play. Everyone wants to be in the first 11. But it's the same answer to what I said earlier. Even it's the same answer to life generally. Life can throw anything at you. The question is, what do you do with it? That's just the question. For me, this is my own opinion. This one can it can be white today, tomorrow can be black, it can be green, it can be yellow. The question is, what step do you take? So for me, I want to play every time. There are times I find myself playing, I scored, the next game I'm not playing when I'm not scoring. So and you can see the club is just coming into the league. Everyone wants to be successful. So everyone will keep on doing what they felt is right for the club. And like I said, it's the same thing when it comes to selection. The coach are the best that can explain what the situation is. They are the best that know what is happening in every club because they see all of their players. But every striker want to play, every midfielder, every defender want to play. But for me, I'm this guy. You hardly see me having a complaint about why are you not playing, why are you not this, and that's just me. I just keep on going my way. I just keep on doing my thing because you know it's in you. You know what you are capable of. So you just have to like when I'm not playing, for instance, I just say to myself, you just keep on working. You work, work, work. Till you tell yourself, you've done your best. People will actually see that you've done your best. So that's just the rule to me when it comes to football. And what I don't like to tell myself is, I don't know it at last. I don't know I've done this. I don't know I've done that. But the best thing you can do for yourself is when you work to the point that you know you've actually touched everything that needs to be touched, there is no way the road will not clear.
Amazing.
That's just my own way in football. So when I'm not playing, of course you feel bad. Of course you want to be on the field of play every time. But these are things that you can't control. The only thing you can control is what you do on the field of play. And that's the only thing you can control. And that's the only thing I keep on saying to myself most times.
No, amazing, amazing mentality, okay, let me ask you this question.
It sounds easy though, but it's actually difficult.
I mean, it's difficult because obviously at the end of the day you are a human being, and human beings have emotions, have feelings. But I'm happy that you're able to, keep yourself grounded and just know, okay, I'll control what I can control now and just leave the rest, and hopefully everything will work out. I'll fast forward a little bit. You scored a goal 22nd of October 2022 against Liverpool, your former club. And not only did you score against Liverpool, that was the only goal of the game. You beat Liverpool. How did you feel just everything around that goal and that game?
I think for me, I've already said one of the best things that happened to me as a footballer is signing for Liverpool. Not only because they are Liverpool, but because of the kind of people that work there. For me, they are actually nice people, and the day I signed for Nottingham Forest, or even the day I signed for Union Berlin, for me, I know I'm no longer a Liverpool player, and that is me. So playing against Liverpool, I see them as my opponent then, and I see that very day, and the only thing in my head is for us to win, and for me to score. And that's how I see the game. And eventually, I was happy that I scored against them. But the good thing is, almost everyone in the club messaged me. Almost everyone, how happy they are for me, how happy they are, so glad of my development. And that's the thing about them. And
Was
that's
it
the same.
before the game or after the game that he messaged you?
After the game, even some the director messaged me like he's actually open to see how I will play and all. So that's Liverpool for you. They are quite nice people. And I was so happy about that day because eventually my team won, and it's something that I'm really happy about. But that day I just see it as me playing against my opponent. That's just the truth about the game.
No, interesting, interesting. You know, and of course, a win against Liverpool, which is a tough team, is always a very, very good thing. Okay, let's fast forward a little bit as well. You know, the season is now, you know, in full flow. I remember at a point you got injured when you were starting to pick form, because I remember I watched the game against Chelsea. You were terrorizing Koulibaly in that defense, everything. Then, you know, all of a sudden you pick up an injury. How did you get yourself through that, knowing that when things look like they were starting to go well for you, all of a sudden you're injured? How did you pick yourself up? How did you manage it?
That's where, for me, that's where my faith comes in, because my belief is all things work together for good to them that love God. That's me. Because, you know, it's actually what something that I actually work for. But at the same time, it takes the grace of God, because there are people that are working, there are people that are doing a lot of things. But if it's not showing, that doesn't mean they are not working or they are not praying. But if your own doors open, just give glory and thanks to God. Because the truth is, let me just put it this way. I think immediately after the World Cup break, I went to Portugal to one of my best friends. We both went to Italy. But we posted on our IG page as if we are having another day. But this me and my guy, we're actually running ourselves down every day.
You're training.
That's the truth. I came back after the World Cup, everyone was saying, wow, what's happening to Taiwo? Because the drills they give us, I actually do, I do double of those drills every day. Because I said to myself, I don't want to go back and be on the bench. Like you said, I want to play. So, but I'm not saying, it's because of what I did, blah, 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 blah. But that's my own philosophy. So coming back, that's how I get my chance to start, because it's obvious, like, he has been working and, you know, so I played, and those games are games that I say to myself, I'd rather die here, because those are my, those are my lifeline games, you know. So then after the Southampton game, then boom, the injury came. So of course you feel bad. Of course you feel disappointed, because these are time I'm actually like really, really getting into. The first 4 months was just like a flu for me, like what's happening. But after the World Cup, it was me starting to like really play in the Premier League. You know what I mean? Then if you know football, you will see like this is me now trying to like free myself, minging out myself, you understand? Then the injury came. So, but what can you do? It's part of the game. Then that's how I see it. Then of course you feel bad, you feel sad, but the best thing you can do is just to listen to the medical part and just keep on following the rehab process, which is what I did at the end.
No, amazing, amazing. And you returned, you know, against Wolves, I think in April. I mean, at this point, the season is getting close to the end. I think maybe there were like 12 matches or something left by the time you returned. And I mean, we all know this. At the time, your team was also struggling, battling relegation. So let me ask you this, because me, I've never been in a locker room, you know, professional locker room before. When a team is facing the possibility of relegation, does the locker room just become like camp? Nobody is even playing music anymore. Everybody is just there like, Oh, we guys, we know. Or is everybody still, jovial, still calm, just, going about their day?
I think we still talk, we still talk, we still do our normal life. But the truth is, whether you are inside your house or you going to the training ground, it's changing your head every day. Like, for a player that has been through what is called relegation twice, I know what it takes. Then for me personally, it depends on each individual as well. But in this my club, I think it all goes all round on everyone, because we are a bunch of good lads that really, really hunger for success. And every day it trains in our high, like, come on, we have to go out of the bottom line. We have to go out of the bottom tree. We have to go out of the bottom tree. But we still do our normal life. We still eat, we still train, we still talk, we still do everything. But once we go on the field of play, we know this is our lifeline to get off the bottom tree. And that we don't joke with. But every other thing, we still do it as normal.
No, amazing. And I mean, leading up to the final games of the season, one thing that they say is they say big games are meant for big players. And towards the end of the season, I don't think that there was any bigger player than you. That last month of the season, you scored in four matches in a row. And out of those four matches, you scored two against Chelsea, you scored one against Arsenal. I mean, not to forget that you had scored one against Liverpool earlier in the season. How did you feel to be able to score against the big teams? And furthermore, Arsenal were chasing the title. So you know that Arsenal were going to come with everything that they had, but you were still able to score and beat them. How did you feel knowing that you're actually scoring against these big clubs?
Yeah, for me, I think the truth is, I think it's not just all about me, to be honest. It's more of a team sport. I think if you look at the team, then it's more of us getting to understand each other. If you look at the last game as well, it's more of us now playing more of, okay, I know Taiwo better, I know what he's trending, I know what he's doing better. So that's just us doing that time. But of course, for you as a player, you want to score. For you as a striker, every time you want to score, you feel very happy about it. And like I said, after the injury, I've had games that has really brought me into the rhythm. And that's what most players need sometimes. They need games to get into the rhythm of the league. And after the injury, that was what happens to me. And that's how I see it. But of course, whether you're playing against City or you're playing against anyone in the league, you want to score. You are there to score. So that's just the thing about football for me. It doesn't matter. No team is big, no team is small. They're all a football club. And who you're playing against doesn't really matter. The most important thing is for you to fight for your own club and hopefully get the 3 points that you needed. And as a striker, you need to score. So that's how I see most games.
And I mean, in your whole Premier League season, your debut first Premier League season, you scored 10 goals, that double digit mark. For a lot of fans, I don't know about players, but for a lot of fans, they look at a player that can score 10 goals in the Premier League and they say, okay, this guy did a good job, as a striker. That's kind of when people like to believe that, okay, this guy, he has something, he did a good job. Of all the 10 goals that he scored in the Prem, which one would you say was your favorite of the 10?
Yeah, for me, I think I will say the goal against Arsenal. Reason
And
being that
why? Okay.
we know this is a game we needed to win to save us from being relegated. And immediately we won that game and I scored. I see it as the most important goals for me, because that was the goal that keep us in the league.
And you know that for scoring that goal now, you've stamped your name in the hearts of Nottingham Forest fans. Now they all love you. They will not forget you. Ah, Awoniyi, the person that kept us up, when we returned to the Premier League, amazing. As a player, sometimes me, I like to just imagine I'm inside a stadium. Imagine you're in a stadium and 10,000, 20,000 people are just chanting your name. Like, does your head swell? How are you feeling when that is happening?
Yeah, for me, I think, to be honest, most time for me, I think when I was in Union Berlin, if I could remember, even now in Nottingham Forest, when they started singing and shouting your name, for me, you just want to do more. That's just the truth. You just have this feeling of these people giving so much energy. You just don't want to let them down. That's the feeling I have in my own situation. And other players might have a different opinion, but you just want the situation whereby you want to show them the appreciation of you appreciate what they are doing for you. Because some will travel miles before they get to the game, and you just want to give it back to them, like thank you for coming. And that's just what I love to do most time in my own case.
Amazing, amazing. And finally, on the Premier League, of all the stadiums that you played in, except the City Ground, which is your home stadium, which stadium would you say that you enjoyed the most, of all the stadiums?
Anfield.
Anfield, because your first team, that you had signed for.
No, but actually, if you're actually like in the Premier League, you won't pick any other stadium after the City Ground. For me, if you visit the City Ground, and even the City Ground is like you know why they call it the City Ground. I'll tell you, like even most people in the Premier League, when they hear the sound in the City Ground, they never wanted Nottingham Forest to relegate it, because the fans. I wish you experienced it one day. The fans,
All right,
what they
one day,
put
one day.
the league, like for me, it's amazing. It's really, really, really amazing. There are games that we went to, like it felt as if we are at the City Ground because of the way they chant and the way they stay behind their team and everything. So it's like a forest that is like a forest that you have to like when you're there, this place is not a place to joke. And the same thing goes to Anfield as well. So for
I
me, that's
mean,
why the two are most.
the atmosphere of Anfield is well publicized. We all know about, how intense the Liverpool fans can be sometimes. Okay, I said finally, but I want to ask you one more question. Is there any game that you played or any player that you faced that you felt like, ha, Omo, na die today, oh, this guy never won't give me space. Who would you say was the toughest person that you faced that you it was just not working for you that day?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think. 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 For me, I will say the first game against Arsenal. The first game at home against Arsenal, like when we play against Arsenal, I think I would say like I think Gabriel and Saliba. I think that was my worst game. In my first season in the Premier League, that was my the I mean the first home game that we played, not the one that we won. So that was when I was like, "What is happening?" I think it's against Arsenal in the first leg.
Wait, so was this at the Emirates?
Yeah, at the Emirates,
Oh, okay, that did them beat now, so I can understand.
because that day also like I had this thought on and everybody gave to me. I was already sleeping, so even a touch like it's as if they are just pushing me out of the way. As if some people are just saying this boy is no longer 18, no. But it's actually, but I think it's my worst game that I felt like, what is happening? What's happening today?
Amazing, amazing. Okay, and finally, let's move on to the recent events. We just played another game against Sierra Leone. I'm talking about Nigeria, the Super Eagles now. Thankfully this time you were part of the squad. You came off the bench in that match. We won the game. Ha. You know one thing about Super Eagles, you people like to give us you like to raise our BP. We the France. We're leading 2-0. People are happy. Next thing is 2-2 again. And then thankfully, Kelechi scored that last minute goal. But we qualified for the AFCON. How did you feel to play in that game and to secure the qualification for the AFCON?
Yeah, for me, I think, like I said earlier, I feel very proud and very happy about it because, and I think that I see it as a game figure as well. It's already written like 2023 AFCON qualifier. I'm part of the player that qualified Nigeria, so that's a pride for every player that is part of the squad, and of course, everyone wants to play in AFCON. I've been there before, I've seen the experience. I want to be there again. And qualifying is a stage, is a step to making everyone for making me be part of the squad and every player as well that dream to be part of the squad. So it's something that you're happy about as a player.
Amazing. During the match though, let me ask you this. During the match, when the score is 2-2, we're going to stoppage time. Can you already hear the sound of Nigerians insulting you people? Can you already hear them in your ear how they are going to complain? Oh, I'm done with the match. Or do you still believe that we have 1 minute left? No, we're still going to score this goal.
Yeah, the thing is, I think in football sometimes, with all due respect, I do ask myself, like, Nigerian fans, I don't know if they actually know that we do talk to ourselves as well. I don't. It's just me asking this question because, to be honest, we know how important the country football is to the country. We know we've been in this situation as well. Before
As
we actually
fans, yeah.
to the state that we are, we know how passionate Nigeria is. For me, for example, I've seen a situation where my brother would call me, like, even then was in the youth, don't play nonsense. So because if you play nonsense, I can't walk outside the street. So you know how important it is for him as well. So I think the same goes to every fans. But the truth about football is, every country is already involving. Every country know how powerful football is, so no country is like a pushover anymore. Yeah, we have the big stars, we have everything, but the truth is football is football, and that's what I want people in Nigeria to understand. But every moment in time, I don't think anyone is wearing that color. I want to let Nigeria down. They no born you wear. Because you yourself, you can't even walk. How will you walk if you lose that game? How are we going to enjoy the holiday? You can't enjoy the holiday because at the end of the day, you'll be in Nigeria. Even if your friends that will just be laughing, and they will just be laughing with you. Those ones are just laughing with you because they are your friends. But maybe deep inside them, they will be like, "Fuck you, Taiwo, what did you do?" So the man, for me, the man that goes enter, we just know that our life now is to correct this thing. Me personally, and the same goes to every individual on that field of play. You can see Osimhen, the way he was motivating the team, even when he's not playing. Now imagine those guys that are on the field of play. What will be going through their head? Because we know how important it is for the country. We know how important it is for our career. So no one is ready to even joke with that game. But the truth is, in football, every country can score goals, every country can defend goals. But the most important thing is, at the end of the day, we just try to like won the game, which we did at the end. But I don't think no one is. I know even we should have, we maybe we would have wanted to win more than 3-2 or something, which everyone is right about. But the truth is, football is football. There are some things that you can't correct in football. You can just be at your best for your country. But I don't think anyone is wearing their country jersey and is joking with it. I don't think so.
No, amazing, amazing. I like the answer. And I mean, I understand I've spoken to many footballers. I know how much you guys have that passion. I know the importance of these games. But as fans be now, especially Niger fans, they no send anybody or more. If you no win that game, and finish it. But yeah, okay, thank you. So we've done a whole roundup, you know, talking from your loan days all the way to the most recent happening. So before I let you go, I just want to ask you some other questions that people have thrown in. You know, people wanted to know about, you know, things like that. So I'm just looking through to find some interesting questions that people have asked you. Okay, somebody said Taiwo Awoni, let me call his name, Oluwafemi Agbebe, says, or Agbebe, I hope I'm not spoiling his name, says, Taiwo Awoni, please, I want you to be among the three highest goal scorers in the Premier League next season. Is that something that you're working towards?
Yeah, for me, thank you, Oluwafemi. I really appreciate. For me, I see it as a big motivation for you to think of me in such a way is to tell how much of belief you have in me as a player. And one thing I can assure you is hopefully I don't let you down. And maybe this is like a motivation for me as well, knowing that someone is really aiming for me to be at my peak and to be at my best in getting to the first three. And hopefully I'll do my best. And hopefully I don't let you down. Thank you so much for the belief, Oluwafemi.
Nice one. Okay, another comment that I have here, this one is not a question, it's from George Bullis. He says, just tell Taiwo thank you for me. I watched the testimony that he gave in church, and since then, my prayer life has not been the same again. Sure, indeed, we conquer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. So George is just saying thank you.
Amen. Thank you, George. I really appreciate. And for me, again, that's another part of me now believing. You don't have to hide your belief, because it's a way that many people will be inspired. And I'm happy that the testimony inspired you. And hopefully, God will help us all.
Okay. Another one we have from Nura. Nura is saying, what is your advice to the young ones that are growing up, you know, and they are dreaming of being a professional footballer like yourself? What's your advice?
Firstly, for me, I would say, like, believe in God and work hard. You have to work hard. And another word I would say to you is you need a lot of patience. Be patient in what you're doing. Believe in God, work hard, and be patient. And at the end of the day, I think the sky will be a starting point for you.
Amazing. Great advice. Okay. I want to, there are so many comments. Edith Young Asuko is saying, this one is vexing for you. He said, Taiwo, why did you score against Chelsea and you did not score against Man U?
Sorry.
So, I think he must be a Chelsea fan. So he's like, you score against my own club, you don't go score against Man U. Okay. Somebody said, do you have any regrets leaving Union Berlin now that they are in the Champions League?
No. No. I don't have any regrets because I've always known, like, I will leave one day.
Okay. Let me see if there's any other one. This one, this is another person, second person that is saying this. This one is even taking it a step higher. Isa Ibrahim Suleiman. He says, I wish for him to be the Golden Boot winner in the next season. And I hope his teammates can all assist him to do that.
Thank you so much again. I think for me, the truth is I just like to keep my dream to myself. But of course, it's part of my dream as well. And hearing this from people as well is to show how much they believe in me as a player again, like I said earlier. And hopefully I don't let you down. Thank you so much.
Okay. And what are your... This now is a question from me, just to round things off. Looking forward to next season, you know, preseason is going to start in maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks, 1 week. I don't know what your schedule is like. But, you know, is there anything that you can tell us that you hope to achieve, you know, in the coming season? Is there anything that you can share with us?
I think for me, the only thing I do tell people is I just want to be the better version of myself, more than what I was before. And I think if you're a football fan and you into football very well. If you really follow my journey, you will know that if you watch football, like you know what is football. I'm not just talking about, I'm talking about people that really knows what is football. You've seen like the way I am last year is not the way I am this year. The way I am last 2 years is not the way I am last year. And that is me for you. And that's the only thing I keep on telling myself. Just be the best version of yourself each year. And that is what I tell myself. Even when I'm not playing then in those years, I still believe I'm much better than who I was in the previous years. And that's the same thing I want to say to, I want to do to myself every year. And that's the same thing I want to tell my fans to keep on looking at and to keep on looking forward to, by God's grace.
No, by God's grace, you know, and I mean, if you are a better version next this season than the past season, then of course we are going to all be excited as Nigerian fans, because I love to see, I really personally at least, and I know a lot of other Nigerians, we love to see our Nigerian players doing well, you know, in these big leagues around the world. It gives us a lot of joy and pride, you know, to fly that Nigeria flag high is it is sweet for body. Okay, so to, I think if I'm not mistaken, I saw behind you some jerseys on your wall. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to just ask you about that. You know, is there any player that you've been able to exchange jerseys with that in your mind, yourself, you'd be fan, yourself, you'd be like, ah, I'm so happy that I was able to.
A lot of player, a
Okay, can you give us maybe two that you were happy, like you were happy that you were able to, you know, play against them and to be able to swap jerseys?
Edison Cavani. Edison
When
Cavani, and this
was this? When was the Cavani one?
when we played the friendly game against against the team in Spain before the after the World Cup break.
Right.
The World Cup break, we played in Spain against them, and for me, is the second one is Lewandowski.
Lewa, I mean Lewa, top striker in the world. We all know Lewa. I'm assuming this one was back in Union Berlin when you played there, you know. Okay, is there any Premier League player? Because you just finished playing Premier League now this
There are a lot of Premier League players.
season.
Of course, Salah and Firmino as well.
Okay, so in total, how many jerseys do you have from other players? Do you think,
Oof.
I mean, maybe you don't know the exact amount, but how many do you think you have?
I don't know, but including Nigerian players.
Including maybe the ones that, yeah, Nigerian players, everybody that you've exchanged with.
Actually a lot. I think it's more than 30, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean,
It's
and more to come, self, as you continue to play.
not. Yeah.
Okay. I've kept you for long. I wouldn't keep you any longer. It's been very interesting talking to you, of course, you know, hearing about your journey, hearing about your season, your belief, your faith, you know, and some of the goals, you know. And like you said, I'm really hoping and rooting for you that you can be an even better version of yourself in the coming season. Football goes fast, you know. Football careers, it can seem long sometimes, but the time just goes, and you know, yeah, like wow, what happened? So I really hope, you know, all the best for yourself in your career. You know, hope to see you at a higher level. Hope to see you at the AFCON next year. Hope to see you at the World Cup in 3 years' time. You know, and more and more from there. You know, maybe one day, self African best player. One day, self Ballon d'Or. Who knows? Anything is possible as long as you keep working. So what's your final word for all the people that are watching this video, all the people that support you? You know, what's your final message to them?
I think firstly for me, I would say thanks to a good striker, because for me personally, and this is not because I'm on here with you, what you've been doing for Nigerian news, for the whole football world at large is something amazing. I just hope you keep on being you and you keep on doing it. I think it's a brand for me, I'm happy to be associated with. I think it's a brand that give a lot of opportunity. Even the way you channel, the whole news of football matches every week is something amazing, and I just wish the brand all the very best. And
Thank
this is not because I'm talking to the brand. This is just
you.
because of what you're doing indeed that everyone is seeing, and how smart and intelligent you are as a person. And of course, to everyone out there, I want to say thank you for everyone that believe in me as a person. And I want to say thank you. I just hope you keep on believing and you keep on supporting not only me, but every Nigerian players out there. Because the transition from being a non-professional player and up to the professional level, I think it's not a small journey. And I just hope everyone keep on supporting, keep on believing, and keep on hoping for the best for us. And of course, the way the Nigerian fans are giving all their support to everyone of us, we say kudos to them all, and I say very, very thank you on behalf of me and my colleague as well. I just hope you keep on supporting, and we hopefully don't disappoint or let you guys down one day. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Taiwo. It's been a pleasure chatting with you today. Thank you.